Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is Nathaniel Butler, and you are listening to Talk is Deep. Thank you for joining me again for another episode. This is actually episode one. Episode zero was posted last week. If you haven't heard it, go on to soundcloud.com/Nathaniel-Butler, and you'll be able to go to the SoundCloud playlist for Talk is Deep. I want to thank everybody that checked it out, gave me some feedback on how it should be done or some tips on how to improve it. I really appreciate you guys. Shows me that you care, because you guys can just be like, oh yeah, it's great, man, you're doing really great. And then I don't go anywhere after doing this for like 7 years, and you guys are like, well, I wanted to say something, but I won't hurt your feelings. Nah, F that. Just be real with me, and I'll be real with you, all right? So I appreciate that a lot for letting me know what you think about it. A little thing came up. I had a guest scheduled for today, but unfortunately, she is unable to make it. She's doing her grown woman stuff. So, I don't mean stripping. I mean, she's getting her education stuff together. So, she's able to make it today. So, I'm going to be doing my solo show, and hopefully you enjoy it. It's going to be really quick, so bear with me. And we'll get through it together, quick and painless. I just want to talk to you guys for a little bit. Something that's been on my mind. I want to talk about lifting the weight off of your life. And I want to talk a little about that because it's something that, I don't know, I was pondering about what we carry and what we choose to hold on to in certain situations or certain circumstances. And like, have you ever like made a bad decision, whether it was like a failure to act or a failure to react, and it just sat in your mind like growing heavier and heavier? Or like, have you maybe already like in this sort of cycle in your life where you're constantly having things just going wrong left and right? Like, for instance, maybe someone you love is sick, or the bills seem to be bigger than the checks, or maybe your wife's having an affair with your grandmother as a caretaker. Who knows? I don't know. Or whatever the issue may be, you know? Like I said, I started thinking about how we carry that weight. And it's in our eyes, it's in our shoulders. Some of us look like we're damn near ready to just walk into a Denny's and just raise hell for like no reason. And we make our weight a part of us, and it does nothing for us but make us heavy. And everybody has either gone to the gym or heard of a gym. If you haven't, then I don't know what to tell you, because they're everywhere. But anyway, at the gym, when a weight is pushed down on like to your chest, you feel this like sort of pressure. And when you feel that pressure, you feel this sense of urgency that if you don't remove this weight, you'll end up hurting yourself or dying. You know, then you lift the weight up and you set it down. And you do this long enough and you start to become stronger because of that. And that's how I feel like we should approach the weight in our life. Because a lot of times it's going to push down to our chest, down to the very core of who we are. But if we keep pushing against it, eventually we'll be able to set it down. And not only like will you feel relieved, but just like at the gym, you'll end up becoming much stronger for it, which is great. Because life will just keep pushing you no matter what. Now, you may be saying, well, that's all good and great, but pushing things off isn't that simple. Well, let me ask you this. Why not? Why isn't it that simple? Things will hold power for as long as you let them, right? And aren't we all, for the most part, in control over how we choose to feel or not be feel based on our circumstances? Think about it. If we decide one day just a thing can say, I'm not going to let this hold me, how much better would you feel? How much would you realize the potential of your own life if you let go of things that are holding you back? That weight. Weight does nothing for you. No one likes having extra weight, whether it's physical form, emotional form. No one likes it. Well, unless you're a weed smoker, then that's a whole different story. But regardless, no one likes weight. With weight, it's to learn how to push it off. That way you can strengthen yourself and become stronger. Now, I know there's like stresses in our lives that we have. You know, we all go through things. You know, some of us hurt for a lot of reasons. And some of us may not hurt at all. And if you don't hurt at all, then that's great, because that gives you an opportunity to be aware of other people. You know, we go through these phases in our lives where we're just constantly just worrying about one person, that's ourselves. And I think that's what attributes to a lot of the weight that we carry. We just choose to hold on to what we want, what we need, what we desire. But if you're always constantly giving to yourself what you want, what you need, what you desire, you have no room to grow because you're single-minded. And single-minded is nothing for you. I mean, single-minded is great to have if you have goals or something like that. Like, oh, I want to do this. It's my single-minded focus. I'm going to go to school. My single-minded focus is to, you know, finish degree. My single-minded focus is to, you know, train hard at the gym. You know, if you have a single-minded focus for those things, I think that's great. But if you have the ability to be aware of other people, you start to feel. And what I mean by that is that you start to feel the hurt that they have. It's like weird because I know some people that would just like come up to you and they'll say, I'm sorry you're hurting. I'm sorry you're going through this. And it's like weird because you never voice that you feel in a certain way or you try to show you feel in a certain way. But it's like those people have that uncanny and rare ability to just see. And I think it's because that they're not focused so much on their soul, me. They're focused on what can I do to make someone else happy. So I want you to think about that. Think about the weight that you're holding on to. Think about what's so heavy in your life, what's so heavy that's keeping you down from not making you stronger. And just like at the gym too, sometimes you need a partner to squat you, right? Or to spot you. You need somebody to be like, okay, I got you. You're gonna make it, keep pushing, right? Because those people encourage you, those people lift you up. So find that spotter in your life. Find that person that's going to be like, okay, this is tough, but you can do it. This is hard, but I'm here to help you. I'm standing over you, lifting this bar up with you because you're not alone. And it's crazy how we can even surprise ourselves with those people who our spotters are. It might come from the most unusual, unlikely place in your life. But that person comes in your life and gives you that encouraging word, that person become your spotter, whether you realize it or not. So don't take those words of encouragement for granted. Don't take them lightly. Don't take them with a grain of salt, because people were placed in your life for a reason. And they want to help you. They want to encourage you. They want to see you grow. Because there's not a lot of people in the world that want to do that for you. For as many people as there are in the world, there's as many people trying to keep you down. That many people that don't want you to succeed, to be successful, to be better than what you are at this moment. So if there's somebody in this world that's encouraging you, that's pushing you, that's motivating you, hold on to that person. Don't take that person for granted and let them know, hey, thank you for being my spotter. So I encourage you guys to find somebody like that in your life, your spotter, and just thank them for their encouragement. Thank them for being there for you. Thank them for helping you get through what you're going through. I guarantee you, they probably need to hear that as much as you need to say it. So that's all I wanted to tell you guys about today, just about lifting the weight off of your life. If you guys have any more feedback, feel free to follow me on my social media outlets. I am on Facebook, Nathaniel Butler Official. That is my Facebook page where you can see my comedy, my videos, all the shows. If you like taking pictures as much as like looking at them myself, you can go to Instagram. I'm on there as Nathaniel Butler Official as well. I'm also on Twitter at Butler Nathaniel. I also created my Twitter account for my podcast page. If you want to check that out, it's at My Talk Is Deep. And that's the Talk Is Deep podcast, the official podcast for At My Talk Is Deep. Hit me up on there. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you guys want to know things or ask me things, I'll answer them on the show. I really would appreciate that. Hopefully my guest comes next week, or I'm scheduled actually to do something with her tomorrow, hopefully, if she can do it today, but I'm hoping she comes, because I really wanted to get her story out there. I really want to, you know, offer some encouragement through a different perspective than mine, because I think it's nice that I do these you know, solo things by myself, but I think it'd be great too to get some of these different perspectives from people. So I hope that we can schedule something to get her in here to talk to me. But if not, then we shall continue onward, and I have some other guests lined up. So keep the faith, everybody. Keep hitting me up on Twitter. Like I said, My Talk Is Deep. I'm also on Snapchat too if you want to follow me there, AfroSamurai1. That's SAMURAI and then one at the end of that. Like I said, feel free to follow me, and I appreciate you guys sending me some love, some encouragement, give me feedback, and I hope that you guys continue to be the best version of yourselves. And like I said, think about the weight in your life, how to push it off, and thank your spotters in your life. And I guarantee you, if you keep doing those type of things, you'll start to feel better, you'll start to act better, and in return, you'll start to do better. And whatever you guys do, pursue and be blessed, and as well be a blessing.